The voluntary repatriation of thousands of undocumented migrants from Yemen is likely to stall in the next 6 months due to lack of adequate funding, according to the International Organization for Migration. About 3,000 migrants from Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Somalia are stranded in the northern Yemen town of Harat, where living conditions are said to be deteriorating on a daily basis. IOM says it can only distribute about 300 meals per day, mainly to the most vulnerable women, the elderly, and unaccompanied minors. Jumbe Omari Jumbe from IOM says the stranded migrants are extremely vulnerable to human traffickers and criminal gangs dealing in human organs.
Shelter capacity and medical referrals also have been reduced, resulting in increased hardships and illnesses among the migrants. Currently, the Harad Hospital mortuary is filled with the unclaimed bodies of migrants. In addition, IOM has suspended its voluntary repatriation program because of the lack of funds. The last IOM-sponsored flight to carry migrants from Yemen was in September last year, 2012, when 210 migrants were voluntarily repatriated to Ethiopia. In Harad town, thousands of migrants roam the streets and sleep rough in the open with no money, no food for medicine. They include single women, unaccompanied minors, the elderly and the sick, most of whom are desperate to return home.
The number of migrants entering Yemen has more than doubled over the last 2 years, from 53,000 in 2010 to over 107,000 last year. Patrick Maigua, United Nations Radio, Geneva.